This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
No, Tyler, that wasn't the music we wanted. It's the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July. No boss. Jaws. You're right. I never said start with it. But that's where we are. The 4th of July. The blockbuster Jaws. That is when we got the blockbuster summer, and we're waiting, Mike Esposito, for a blockbuster from the Cubs and Sox. Oh, check that. The last place Sox and the last place Cubs. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, and with that, we're off. How about that? Yep. Who'd have thought it as recently as a month ago when the Cubs were hovering around first place, but they're hovering in last place right now and closer to trading guys than acquiring guys at the deadline.
He's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We're sitting in for Mully and Haw today. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score. You'll want this. Radiotherapy coming up. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. That will get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to our text line. We encourage that. Here's crap from last night. The Cubs blew a game to the Phillies 5-3. They had a couple leads. They choked them away. The Cubs are 13 games out of first place. They're the last place Cubs are 13 games behind the first place Brewers, and this is with the Cubs having the Brewers manager. The Cubs, the last place Cubs, are 6 games and 8 teams out of a wild card spot. The White Sox are the worst team in baseball, even after the legendary Martin Maldonado game. An 8-2 win over the Guardians. I don't know if you caught it, Espo. John Schifrin saying, how many games have we seen where we're into the ninth inning with a comfortable lead? And Steve Stone says, well, I think you're looking at it.
It's exactly right. Listen, Sox fans, if you missed it, if you're still awake from last night or whatever, there was a Martin Maldonado game yesterday.
Or an Andrew Benintendi game you were lobbying for.
They both drove in runs last night.
They get an 8-2 win over the Guardians. 8 runs or more than the Cubs have scored in it. The White Sox scored more runs in a game than the Cubs have in, like, since San Francisco. Is that what you said?
It's been 12. I picked 5 as an arbitrary number of how many runs they scored. They've been 5 runs or less in their last dozen games. The last time they scored more than that was the home series finale against the Giants when they got 6.
And the White Sox got a Martin Maldonado game. I don't want to hear about injuries with the last place Cubs. I don't want to hear that's the reason for their crappy baseball. They got beat by the Phillies. Now, a check of the Phillies' active and injured list and people available and not, the Phillies are missing Bryce Harper, a guy the Cubs didn't sign. The Phillies are missing Kyle Schwarber, the guy the Cubs dumped. And the Phillies are missing catcher JT Realmuto, and they beat the Cubs with bombs and stuff and timely hitting and a pass ball by the Cubs catcher. Harper has 20 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarbs has 17. Who's the Cubs leader, Mike Esposito?
Cubs home run leader. Dun, 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 dun. It's Christopher Morel.
So the Cubs 15. Don't have anybody to catch Schwarber and certainly not Harper, who's an all-star at another position.
Well, Harper, and to give you this without getting too statsy, Harper's got almost a 4 war. He's having an MVP-like year. Morel has a war of 0.1.
0.1. Yes. Well, it's not 0.0, Mr. Blutarski, is it?
He's a shade better than Blutarski, yes.
So the Phillies have 103 home runs. That's third in the NL. And this is when there are two home run leaders out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They're first in the NL East. The Cubs have 83 homers. Count 83. Them, 83, right. They're ninth in the National League. And they are last in the NL Central, a division their owner thought they should win.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cubs have no power bats to match no power arms. There's your last place game plan. The Sox had power from Martin Maldonado. I can't stop. He had a home run. He had another hit.
He had a multi-hit game.
His average rocketed up to 0.096.
Oh, he's almost at 100.
And his slugging percentage soared to a robust 304.
Oh, my God.
The Martin Maldonado game moved the Sox within 30 games of first place. A Twitter follow named Frustrated Fan, it's actually at the tomfoolery of Professor John Frink, posted this,
okay.
Chicago baseball fans. And I'll tell you again, our number is 312-644-6767. You can let us know how you feel. Fun fact, win-loss records since April 26th. Would you care to guess, Mike Esposito, what the Cubs are in the 62 games since April 26th?
25 and 35.
They are 22 and 40. They are worse than you thought. And remember, this is the great April that was just something. They're going to take over everything. Look, we got the Brewers manager. We got the Brewers way of doing things.
They were actually hitting in April, too, for what it's worth.
So the Cubs, 22 and 40, since April 26th. Would you care to guess what the Sox record is in the 62 games since April 26th?
22 and 40 is the Cubs.
Cubs, yes.
The Sox have to be worse. Let's go with 20 and 42.
They are 21 and 41. They're better than you think.
By a game.
The Cubs are one game, one win better than the worst team in baseball since April 26th. And nothing's changed on that Cubs roster that was supposed to be so indefatigable. And so perfect and so wonderful and so winning. And we're too cute by half. We're going to outsmart everybody. We're going to catch the ball. But they can't. Seiya Suzuki can't catch the ball. Morel can't catch the ball. The guys who are supposed to catch the ball can't catch the ball. This, as you can tell by my excitement, is the 4th of July and it's time to go off. I'm sure you already have. Fans of the last place Cubs and fans of the last place Sox. I'm sure you've gone off at different times this year. Perhaps you could also use some radiotherapy. Here it is. 312-644-6767. Go off.
Go off like a Roman candle. How stereo, baby. Woo!
Who do you blame? Who do you hate? Who sucks? Who makes you want to puke? Get it off your chest. Don't we always feel better when you get it off your chest? Like yelling now about crappy baseball and you like blame people. You want to blame people. Go ahead. You can do that. It feels good.
What I always loved about Chicago baseball, even though I'm a born and raised Cubs fan, is that even if the Cubs were bad, the Sox might be good. So I could flip to another channel and watch a winning team. Right now, the Chicago baseball audience, have two of the worst teams in baseball.
Well, outright the worst.
Well, the number one worst. And then to the standings, Batman, the Cubs, In the National League, only Miami and Colorado are worse. But as you just said, the Cubs are playing only a game better than the Sox in the
last two months. Since April 26th. Yes. Yeah. That's where your Cubs are.
They are closer to Colorado than they are to Milwaukee, the Cubs.
And Colorado gave up baseball years ago.
As soon as they signed Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant quit baseball years ago and signed with Colorado.
The Cubs 3-1, are, yeah.
312-644-6767. Go off. That's what we do here. We offer you radiotherapy.
By record, they are closer to Oakland than they are to Milwaukee.
We're pleasers, not teasers. You know, consider the score your rage room. Go off like a Roman candle right here. We're here for you. Tyler, who's your team? I don't know this as much as you've produced for us.
I am as well as Espo a Cubs fan.
Do you want to go off? Do you want to blame somebody? You want to just fire off? You want to light that candle?
Where do I even begin?
That's a good place to start.
Well, first of all, I don't understand spending $40 million on a manager when you could have spent, I'm looking number one at third base, Christopher Morel's been the biggest liability in the field, maybe in the entire National League. I would have rather spent $80 million on Matt Chapman with his four gold gloves than I would have spent $40 million on Craig Counsell had I known that manager doesn't really make a gigantic difference if we're looking at this. That'd be where I would have started.
It must make a difference because they got the Brewers manager and look at what he's done. He is managing a last place team.
Counsell's salary does not go against the cap, though, correct?
No, they would not be into the luxury tax.
Because we're talking, the Cubs are right against, that was the thing after, and I did a show the day they re-signed Cody Bellinger, and you know we celebrated the re-signing of Cody Bellinger back on a cold March or February day, whatever day it was when they signed him. All I know is It was cold out. And we talked about, hey, what about any other free agent? Because you remember, all those guys were late in signing, and the issue that kept coming up is, the suspicion was, and I guess proven right, that they wouldn't go up to or over the tax amount, the luxury tax amount, which they have not.
Congratulations. You haven't gone over the tax amount and you're in last place. You don't hit for power. You don't pay for power. You don't pay for power bats. You don't pay for power arms. The guys who were there suck. You paid a lot for a manager. A lot for a manager. How's that working out for you? Yes.
Most manager money since Joe Torre, who almost won four World Series in a row with the New York Yankees.
Right. They won three in a row, four out of five.
And then the Diamondbacks walked him off in Game 7 in 2001.
The most amazing thing. You know who scored that run, Tyler?
Oh, I do.
Craig Counsell?
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Craig Counsell scored the World Series winning run in two different World Series for two different teams.
He was the Marlins,
yeah, when they walked out. Joe Table.
Right?
They did that to Joe Table.
Yes, they did.
And then they did it to the best there ever was.
That they did.
And that was the moment Tim McCarver came back to life and sounded prescient. After being really good in the 80s with Al Michaels, mm-hmm. and then being Captain Obvious. And right, but you go back and watch that game and listen to Tim McCarver talking about Mariano Rivera against Luis Gonzalez, the Yankee infield's playing in mm-hmm. a tie game. And he says, the thing about Rivera's cutter is a lot of hitters are going to jam it, get jammed and just dump it over the infield when it's pulled in.
There you go.
Former Cubs legend Luis Gonzalez did just that. And you know who started that rally?
Well, it can't be Craig Counsell because we already said him. Tell me who else was on Arizona. Mark Grace?
Yes!
Yeah!
Mark Grace started that rally off Rivera. And so you had him starting that rally. And I just had left-handed hitter. And then Kyle Schwarber, a Phillies legend.
Now. Phillies legend.
Yeah,
that's Phillies exactly
legend.
Right.
He started the rally off against Cleveland in game in the 10th yep. inning, game 7.
Funnily enough, the very famous, of course, because Rivera, the greatest of all time, was pitching. Gonzalez actually counsel on these airwaves yesterday with the afternoon show, Parkins and Spiegel, because they were asking him They asked him for an example from his playing days of a guy offensively who just carried your team all year. What was the best offensive season you ever saw as a player, like with a teammate? And he said, Luis Gonzalez in 2001.
Is that, did he hit 57 home runs that
57
year?
57 home runs and like 140 something. I don't remember the
That'll
number.
That'll do it.
RBIs.
That'll do it. 312-644-6767 is the number. Tyler, do you have a choice? We have a lot of people who want to vent, want to use the score as their rage room.
We'll start with Bob in Woodstock here.
All right. Bob in Woodstock, welcome to the score. Vent!
Hey, good morning. Happy 4th of July, fellas.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July. Go off like a Roman candle, Bob.
Hey, the Cubs, I believe they have 23 bullpen losses. Perfect example, last night, they tie up the game.
Uh-huh.
In the 7th inning, 8th inning, bullpen immediately gives up 2 runs the whole year long. I know their offense could be better, but to me, the blame falls right on the bullpen and the relievers.
You know, that's an excellent point. They took leads and immediately gave them back.
And sadly, Tyson Miller, who was the losing pitcher and the offender that Bob was talking about, has been one of the good ones. He has been one of the best guys out there.
Oops, babe. All right, John from Dallas. Well, we are pumping out. Look at that. Tyler, you're doing an excellent job. We made it to Dallas. John, welcome to the score. You're welcome to use the score as your rage room.
All right, listen. Say those beer bats for what you like you say, what you can throw up in because the Cubs stinks. And when Matt Brown dropped the ball, they were doomed. And last year, we was going to the playoffs. Suzuki dropped that ordinary fly ball against Arizona, and the Cubs went down ever since. And you know what? The catcher made the pass ball last night. That's what turned the ending around.
Yep.
The catcher didn't catch the ball. The pass ball would set the ending to the downside. Man, I don't understand them. The catcher can't even catch, man. Why would you, in the last thing, why would you take the rookie out in center field and let somebody pinch in from him? And he had more hits than anybody in the game.
There you go. Right. Pete Crow Armstrong actually looked like a guy you'd want to trade for. That, you know, it's an excellent point about Miguel Amaya. The pass ball put everybody in scoring position.
Correct.
And the Phillies took advantage of it. The Cubs' idea of timely hitting is just making it to BP at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Cubs, they are totally betraying Jed Hoyer's alleged profile of this team. Go back to last year. Go back before last season when all of a sudden they banned the shift because baseball teams were not allowed to teach players to go the other way. Baseball teams are just such whiners about, well, we only want our guys to swing launch angle and we're not going to teach them to hit. So ban the shift because defense is smarter. So what Jed Hoyer decided to do is we're going to get better up the middle. Mm-hmm. We're going to catch the ball. Our pitching will be better. And we'll win those games. So you made it kind of obvious you were going to try to win a bunch of 1-1 games. You don't want to be in 1-run games. And now you're not catching the ball. Nobody can catch the ball. The guys who caught the ball last year can't catch the ball. And you paid all this money for Seiya Suzuki. He can't catch the ball. And like John from Dallas just said, he cost you the season. It was a turning point in the season with Seiya Suzuki can't catch a ball and right. Now you can't hide him. And now you got Christopher Morel at third with his 9 errors.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hide him. How many, you got a team full of DHs. Remember when the White Sox did this? When the White Sox played softball, but at least they were hitting home runs?
I do. They had 6 first basemen on the roster. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, the problem with this Cubs team, and I know it's been talked about.
It's
on
plural.
It's
not singular.
The one of them. So the bullpen in John and Dallas, you took that correctly. The bullpen has enough blown saves. I did hit and run last Sunday, so a whole 6 days ago, and I think the number was 19. Whatever the number is, it was the highest in baseball, number of blown saves. You also have an offense. I mean, the Cubs have not had, just like our White Sox joke starting the segment, where how many of these games have they had a huge, nice, comfy lead going into the ninth? Ask the same question for the Cubs, because the answer is almost none.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They play one and two run games, and the bullpen struggles then play against you. And I will say, in Jed's defense, I didn't plan on this, but here we go. In Jed's defense, his relievers that he had counted on and gotten success from last year are all hurt. Elzeli, Leiter Jr., Julian Merriweather, Yancy Almonte, they brought in the offseason. He's hurt. So that's four guys you expected to have back there that you don't.
So the pitching lab doesn't take in consideration health?
Well, and they didn't take into consideration that Elzeli was going to be bad in April because he blew, I want to say, five games before he got hurt. If you recall the home run binge that he gave up in April, he had four or five blown saves in April that when the Cubs were actually playing well and hitting.
312-644-6767 is the number. Use the score as your rage room, fans of the last place Cubs and fans of the last place White Sox. It's the 4th of July. Go off like a Roman candle. Roberta from Berkeley, like Berkeley, California?
No, Berkeley, Illinois.
Berkeley? I didn't know there was a Berkeley, Illinois.
I know right where you're at, Roberta.
Where is it? Roberta, tell me, where is you?
Next to Hillside and Elmhurst.
Yep.
I didn't know.
Little town.
Right down the old 290, right, Roberta?
Yep, and I'm in my 80s, and I'm so sick of... It's a manager. He keeps putting Christopher Morel at third base. Every single game he's in, he makes one error, or they don't count it as one. And he's not hitting at all. He's horrible. And then Amaya, the catcher. They let Gomes go, who was starting to hit. Amaya has passed balls, a catcher's interference, and he can't hit at all. Why do we have him as our catcher all the time?
Well, they wanted to get him into the majors. They wanted to give him more playing time. They liked whatever. Kyle Hendricks attributed a lot of his comeback, the magic elixir that Kyle Hendricks was in his pixie dust, and then Miguel Amaya can't catch the ball. And there was Yasmani Grandal last night. That was your Cub version of Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah, catcher, I know who he
catch.
Is, yeah.
So,
I follow all this stuff.
I'm sorry, Roberta, what are you doing? What are you doing besides venting at the Cubs? What are you doing for the 4th of July, Roberta?
I'm going by my daughters in Naperville.
Nice.
I'm in my 80s. I was a baseball manager of girls for 13 years ago, so I know my baseball.
You sound like it, Roberta. We appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, so what would you do if you're managing the Cubs and you had both Seiya Suzuki, who can't catch, and Christopher Morel, who can't catch, and now Miguel Amaya can't catch?
I put Bodie in there a couple days. As soon as Bodie came in a pinch hitter in the ninth, he got a hit. Why is he sitting him on the bench? I don't care. I'm sick of Christopher Morel at third base. He can't hit at all anymore. What's wrong with this kid?
All right, we'll pass that along. Roberta, you have a good, safe, happy, healthy 4th of
July. You guys
too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roberta.
There you go. All right.
You didn't know where Berkeley was.
I did not. I've never heard of it. The double name plays that I know, Paris, Texas, and Paris, France.
Right, a little near west suburb, right down the old 290 there by Hillside and Elmhurst, as Roberta told us.
There
right
we go. There. All right. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. That will get you to the text line, 312-644-6767. And the texts have just been overpowering. So we will get to those in a moment. You can contribute. You can go off like a Roman candle. Fans of the last place, Cubs, fans of the last place, Sox. It's the 4th of July. The Jaws music seems very, very appropriate.
Circling Jaws, on Cubs Chicago first, baseball fans.
It was the first blockbuster, and we're waiting for Jed and Chris Getz to do a remake.
I think they're going to need a bigger boat.
He's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We were just discussing Connor Farengol, so we'll ask you, are you familiar with last Saturday's headline event, the World Naked Bike Ride?
I'm not familiar with it, actually.
What do you think it is?
Well, it sounds just like you were describing it.
You would be correct.
Exactly right. That was last Saturday, and you cannot imagine how quickly you get. It's probably a pretty good diet, you know.
World's Naked Bike Ride.
Do you know where this took place?
I know it starts at the west end of Fulton Market. Years ago, I was at, I think it was Bar Sienna. I was at a restaurant in the West Loop, when they came by. We were waiting for a table, look out the window, go, oh my God. I don't know that I can eat at the moment. Anyways, moving right along. Speaking of throwing up, here's Cubs and baseball talk. Here's White Sox and baseball talk. This is talk of your last place team, Chicago. 312-644-6767. You can vent. Who do you blame? Who do you hate? Who makes you want to puke as if you had just seen participants in the World Naked Bike Ride? Let me alert you to this as well, Score listeners. Baseball coverage on the Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how much at T-Mobile.com/switch. 312-644-6767 is the number. The text line got filled up. The text line was our rage room. So share with the class, Espo.
So I'm going to start with my favorite one, Milo from the 815. We appreciate this. My self-imposed Cubs therapy is that I stop watching or listening until they win three in a row. My buddy says I might not watch them again this season.
Well, it's the way it's looking. They suck on the road. They suck at home. So really, Craig Council's problem is he hasn't found another place for them to play.
Yeah. A 3-1-2. There's lots of Theo mentions. Keep going.
Let's go. That's going to be a topic soon.
Bring back Theo is the synopsis of all of those, but that's the gist of these from the A47, which made me laugh. The Cubs wouldn't be this bad if Jed Hoyer were still alive. Perhaps he was eaten by Jaws here on the 4th of July. Maybe that's what happened to him. I don't know. A 219 texter thanking us for the platform to relinquish the steam.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we have a Jimmy Hoffa mention here.
219 texter?
Yes.
wanting to play Jed walking around in it like a multimillionaire shopping at Walmart. Yeah, that's an issue. We'll talk about that. And Jed should also put his foot down, Morel as a DH is nothing but a DH and always will be a DH 24/7. Retire the glove, put it behind the glass, unbreakable. Put it next to Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah, that'd be good. Right. The text line is venting as we asked you to do, as we offered you to do. We're pleasers, not teasers here. This is the rage room, the Score rage room. You are fans of last place Cubs or last place Sox. The Cubs are 13 games behind the team of the manager they signed for a record number.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs, under Craig Council, are worse defensively, worse on the bases, worse offensively, and the bullpen is a bigger mess than bullpens usually are. I'm conceding. We'll stipulate the point that bullpens are going to be a mess anyways.
And hurt. Yes.
And they're bigger. Well, does the pitch lab ever take into consideration, that Cubs vaunted pitch lab, take into consideration health?
I know. And they talk about this, and I know we hear it during spring training, and they do say, listen, we know we're going to need X number of pitchers throughout the year due to injuries and, you know, whatever else, transactions, trades, whatever. They know they're not going to get through the season with five starters and eight relievers or whatever it is. You're going to need twice as many relievers, if not more, and however many different starters. I mean, they had injuries before the season even started. They had an injury to Justin Steele five innings into the season, if you recall the season opener when he hurt his hamstring. But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a rotating escalator back and forth to Des Moines.
On this.
How about it? I mean,
don't be the escalator at American Family Life Park or whatever that was in Milwaukee. people got hurt.
Field.
There was blood.
That's true.
That's liability. Somebody's going to own the Brewers soon. And it won't be the Cubs.
Luckily,
because the Brewers own them.
Luckily, American Family is an insurance company. Yep, they can sue themselves.
Boom. I see what you did there. You got all of that one. George from Moline, you're on the Score. Welcome. You want to vent?
Thank you. No, I just want to say I'm a lifelong Phillies guy. I grew up in Philly for 21 years. been in the Midwest for 50 years, but I live and die with them, and I've died many, many games with the Phillies. I want to encourage the Cubs and the White Sox. This year, we got a great team. We got a great pitching, starting pitching with Nola and Wheeler, and we got now Ranger, and we got Sanchez. I mean, things are clicking. But it's a tough game, guys. You know that. It's a tough game. You got to catch a ball. You got to hit a ball that's 95, 98 miles an hour. There's not much difference between winning and losing. I just got back from Philadelphia on Monday night. I saw them a lot. Didn't go to the game, but saw them on TV. Couple of nights you win, couple of nights you lose. Right now you guys are in the throes of a dead slump. But I want to tell you, I've been through this all my life. I'm a Phillies guy. Always been a Phillies guy since a little kid. It's a tough game. It's a hard game. And the people in the stands, let them go up and take a bat and see what they can do.
The people in the stands aren't getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to take a bat and go up there. That's the difference. Right. It's easy to say that. You're allowed to boo, and I appreciate your support for the Phillies and your encouragement for the Cubs and Sox. And the guys the Cubs pay to go up and bat suck. They're getting paid millions of dollars to not suck. It's their job to hit a baseball.
Well, and to George's point, Philly has a wonderful team, and they are the best team.
Well, it could have been the Cubs. Bryce Harper could have been here. He just cost you money. He has a dog named Wrigley. Kyle Schwarber was here. You couldn't fix him. Everybody else did. The NL East fixed him.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you talk about the one that got away from that 16 team, I thought it was going to be Bryant, but Jed has been proven right on both Baez and Bryant. But Schwarbs, he'd be really nice on this team. Sure be nice to have him.
No,
this sucks.
They
really
don't want a power hitter. They cost money. We're going to catch the ball. We're going to be, look at us be cute here. We're going to catch the ball and make everybody better. When does that catch? Why do you have the world's greatest manager? You stole your rival's manager, and you're worse defensively. You are worse on the bases. I mean, you're leading the league. You're leading the majors in outs on the bases. You're worse offensively.
I think the draw to Council, if I'm remembering correctly, was his management of bullpen, I believe, was one of the David Ross criticisms at the end of last year was that he overworked the arms in his bullpen, and that led to the September collapse, which obviously left a bad taste because the Cubs, going back to Labor Day weekend last year, they were solidly a playoff team. They had played themselves easily into wildcard contention, and they kind of fittered it away there in September, and then they got passed, I want to say, by a game by the Marlins and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, because Seiya Suzuki
can't catch. Who was our caller from Dallas earlier that he called it exactly? That game in Atlanta where Seiya Suzuki missed a fly ball.
I thought that was against the Diamondbacks.
Or was it? Well, there were multiple, and then we've had him this year, too.
Awful, awful, awful. You know what? This does lead us to a particular spot. I'll tell you who's coming up. At 8 o'clock, Paul Sullivan will be here, and we'll get his thoughts on all the venting of the about the last place Cubs and last place Sox. The columnist for the Tribune in the wake of the puke is what, when we're writing about your last place teams, Sully's writing is not puke. It's wonderful. And he wrote about Schwarbs today. Hey, look, there you go.
And
it was just inevitable. And a nice column as you wander and not wander, but you go back, your mind wanders. You go, oh, there were Schwarbs. Oh, that was the thing that was the Schwarb bombs and all of that. And here he is. He's continued hitting bombs when he left the Cubs. They didn't know what to do. Oh, well, he's lost it. No, he hasn't. He's hit a ton of home runs. But the Cubs don't believe in power anymore, so they're not going to pay for it. And then Sully ends the column with, because Schwarbs is talking about, you know who hasn't been back? Rizzo and Baez. So they haven't gotten their thing. They haven't gotten their reception from the Wrigley crowd for the 2016 World Series, the one that finally marked everyone's lifetime. And Schwarb made a comment about, you know, we had a good run. We gave him a good memory. And Sully played the 1985 Bears card right at the end of his call.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was it. So we'll have Sully from the Tribune at 9, at 8. At 9 will be Julia Poe. The Bulls, they did stuff. The Bulls got younger and the Blackhawks got older. And the NHL got more despicable and depraved. We'll talk about what they did later. But first, take a break and we come back. The question that Tom Ricketts has to answer. I dare him to answer. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mullion Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome and welcome back. We're in for Mullion Haw. Top of the hour, Paul Sullivan of the Tribune. We will talk baseball about your last place Cubs, your last place Sox. Espo, 11 years ago Tuesday.
11 years ago Tuesday.
Cubs made a trade with the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, yes.
Scott Feldman and Steve Clevenger for
Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop.
Arguably the best trade in Cubs history.
Yes.
They need to do that again. Because the Cubs are in last
place.
Can
somebody please trade us Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop?
But you need to do it with Baltimore. Baltimore right now, they're smarter and better than Jed Hoyer's Cubs are. That trade in 2011, that was Jed and Theo.
Mm-hmm.
And in proper order, that was Theo and Jed.
Correct.
Those two, Theo and Jed, used to be smarter. No more.
Well, Theo's not here anymore.
Jed and Theo are no more. In fact, it's just Jed. And here's the question. Tom Ricketts needs to ask, what has Jed won without Theo? Yes, exactly.
I don't have an answer to that.
Do, 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 do. So, the guy who has won nothing without Theo has talked about, well, we might need to change things. It might be tough to do that. Remember when you talked last week?
Mm-hmm.
Veteran players locked into positions and young talent. We need to give them a shot. Morrell and Bush, their offensive leader right now. Pete Crow Armstrong, who's hurt and was really bad before he got hurt. He couldn't hit major league pitching. Now that he can, he's hurt. And now he can't throw. Mm. And we saw that last night. And the Phillies knew it. Maybe they should tell the Cubs. Can the Phillies tell the Cubs PCA's hurt and can't throw? Can we do that? Can we have the Phillies tell them that?
Well, so PCA got spiked last night going into third. I'm going to read you this. This is from Maddie Lee's piece in the Sun-Times this morning. So if you missed it last night, PCA had two RBI hits, right? And then he injured the thumb on his throwing hand, so on his left hand, as he was stealing third in the fourth inning, his hand went under Whit Merrifield's cleat. So he got spiked.
PCA, that hurts!
So he's got a big cut on his thumb. Now, he stayed in the game, he played through it, but as per this article in the Sun-Times and something, another report that I read and quoted Rob Thompson, the Phillies manager, on this, they knew he was playing hurt on the set. So the game winner is a sac fly, right? That was the go-ahead in the eighth inning, right? The RBI that put them ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They got a single, and then they got a sac fly. Trey Turner's on third. Short, very short fly ball to center. I didn't even think. I'm like, oh, they're not going to run on this. And sure enough, they did run on this. Of course, it was Trey Turner. I didn't put that
Turner's
in my head
fast,
at the time.
But PCA can't throw.
They knew that PCA was in there with an injured thumb, and they were gonna take a chance. They were gonna run, and it was successful because the throw was.
How come the Phillies didn't tell the Cubs that PCA their own player had it? All right. So one of the things that came out of that Judd session was there's not a ton of wiggle room on how we can shake things up and improve things. That's your job, Judd. I just the palm to forehead moment. It's your job to shake things up. How does the guy who traded every World Series hero tell you there's not a ton of wiggle room? You make wiggle room. Well, it's your job.
So that is then the question slash debate is what trades, how does Jed decide? Because at this point, and I can't, I mean, listen, after the April the Cubs had, you thought this team is going to contend. They're going to be in the thick of it, certainly in the Central, which is not thought to be a particularly strong division, although Milwaukee is playing extremely well. The Cardinals have been playing extremely well. How the roles have flipped. The Cardinals were one of the worst teams in April, and they have been the opposite since then. And the Cubs do the reverse there. They were a good team in April, and they've been bad since then. So who's left after the trade deadline on this team? Because to defend Craig Counsell a little bit, it's not like he's got tons of options. He's got Suzuki in right. He's got Happen left. He's got Belly at either center or first. He's got Michael Bush at first if Belly's not playing there. He's got Nico at second and Dansby at short. And they have collectively apparently decided that Chris Morel is your third baseman.
So defense doesn't matter on a team that Jed Hoyer said defense is going to be one of our strengths.
And then you started the season with Gomes and Amaya, and now you have Nito and Amaya. And I don't know what any of that does you.
Whoa.
The Tomas Nito shuffle. I think we might need to dive into that.
But it doesn't matter. Any of them. All of them. Look at this. Hoyer was in Boston. I'm going way back. The rules were different. The situation was different. What wasn't different was that Theo was in charge and Jed wasn't. But July 31st, 2004, the Red Sox traded a Northeastern hero.
Noma.
Yes. To these Cubs.
Noma.
And he did it because the Red Sox, now they're obviously they were in contention. They were looking some way to get over, to get past whatever they were going to do. They needed to do something. So they traded the biggest hero in Boston at the time, the guy who prompted every little leaguer in the Northeast to rub the toes of his feet in the batter's box. Okay? And he traded him for Doug Minkiewicz and Orlando Cabrera. Essentially, it was a four-team deal. You know the Expos were still alive then?
I did not remember this.
It was the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Twins, and the Expos, right? You traded Noma.
Because they wanted Cabrera.
And why? They wanted Cabrera.
Defense?
They didn't want...
Yeah. They want Cabrera for his defense, right?
Minkiewicz. He could catch the ball, right? In fact, he ended up with the baseball
from
that World Series.
Yes, he sure did.
Right? So the Red Sox end up winning the World Series, and the Cubs end up being broken. I mean, it was it. They died. After the Nomar trade... You know, Dusty, the guys, the choke, the everything. See ya. It's out.
That was 04, yeah. That was the, I want to say LaTroy Hawkins played a part in that in September
of
04.
They all did. And then nobody played anything in September. The last week of September, nobody hit. So the Cubs don't have, I'll argue, the Cubs don't have anybody as good as Nomar. You can give me Bellinger and I'll say he sucks this year. You can give me Swanson and he's horrible this year. I don't care about injury. I don't care about anything else. If the Red Sox could trade a legend, then Jed can make wiggle room. You better figure it out. And what you better figure out is your philosophy isn't working. Your manager isn't managing and making lineups to your philosophy. You've given him bad defensive players and he's playing them when your philosophy was you were going to catch the ball. You haven't paid for a power bat. Power bats, plural. My God, the Phillies have Harper and Schwarber. They both have more homers than anybody on the Cubs. They're out and they're beating your team, Jed. Power pitching, power bats. Cubs need like a power bankroll.
Well, and
or a power GM.
And I know, listen, the Phillies are the best team in baseball this year. But if you look up and down their roster, you just mentioned the two easiest ones. But Trey Turner, who hit two home runs on Tuesday night, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He was the top of the Schwartz shorts. I almost called it the Schwarbstop.
Schwartstop.
The shortstop free agency class during the Dansby, Trey Turner, who's the guy that signed in San Diego that
Bogarts.
Went from Boston? Bogarts, thank you. During that shortstop free agency class, Carlos Correa in Minnesota, right? Dansby was either third or fourth in on that list, depending on how you saw that on the rankings of free agent shortstops. Turner got the most money, et cetera. But Dansby was really good last year, and he's been he's really, really scuffling right now.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we will discuss the last place Cubs, the last place Sox. Jed Hoyer, I don't know. I can't do anything. It's really hard to do stuff. There's no wiggle room. Wait, it's your job! Paul Sullivan of the Tribune is next. I'll try not to yell at him.
We won't.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Welcome and welcome back. We're in for Mully and Hot. Top of the hour, Paul Sullivan of the Tribune. We will talk baseball about your last place Cubs, your last place Sox. Espo, 11 years ago Tuesday.
11 years ago Tuesday.
Cubs made a trade with the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, yes.
Scott Feldman and Steve Clevenger for
Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop.
Arguably the best trade in Cubs history.
Yes.
They need to do that again. Because the Cubs are in last
place.
Can
somebody please trade us Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop?
But you need to do it with Baltimore. Baltimore right now, they're smarter and better than Jed Hoyer's Cubs are. That trade in 2011, that was Jed and Theo.
Mm-hmm.
And in proper order, that was Theo and Jed.
Correct.
Those two, Theo and Jed, used to be smarter. No more.
Well, Theo's not here anymore.
Jed and Theo are no more. In fact, it's just Jed. And here's the question. Tom Ricketts needs to ask, what has Jed won without Theo? Yes, exactly.
I don't have an answer to that.
Do, 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 do. So, the guy who has won nothing without Theo has talked about, well, we might need to change things. It might be tough to do that. Remember when he talked last week?
Mm-hmm.
Veteran players locked into positions and young talent. We need to give them their shot. Morrell and Bush, their offensive leader right now. Pete Crow Armstrong, who's hurt and was really bad before he got hurt. He couldn't hit major league pitching. Now that he can, he's hurt. And now he can't throw. Mm. And we saw that last night. And the Phillies knew it. Maybe they should tell the Cubs. Can the Phillies tell the Cubs PCA's hurt and can't throw? Can we do that? Can we have the Phillies tell them that?
Well, so PCA got spiked last night going into third. I'm going to read you this. This is from Maddie Lee's piece in the Sun-Times this morning. So if you missed it last night, PCA had two RBI hits, right? And then he injured the thumb on his throwing hand, so on his left hand, as he was stealing third in the fourth inning, his hand went under Whit Merrifield's cleat. So he got spiked.
PCA, that hurts!
So he's got a big cut on his thumb. Now, he stayed in the game, he played through it, but as per this article in the Sun-Times and something, another report that I read and quoted Rob Thompson, the Phillies manager, on this, they knew he was playing hurt on the set. So the game winner is a sac fly, right? That was the go-ahead in the eighth inning, right? The RBI that put them ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They got a single, and then they got a sac fly. Trey Turner's on third. Short, very short fly ball to center. I didn't even think. I'm like, oh, they're not going to run on this. And sure enough, they did run on this. Of course, it was Trey Turner. I didn't put that
Turner's
in my head
fast,
at the time.
But PCA can't throw.
They knew that PCA was in there with an injured thumb, and they were gonna take a chance. They were gonna run, and it was successful because the throw was.
How come the Phillies didn't tell the Cubs that PCA their own player had it? All right. So one of the things that came out of that Judd session was there's not a ton of wiggle room on how we can shake things up and improve things. That's your job, Jed. I just the palm to forehead moment. It's your job to shake things up. How does the guy who traded every World Series hero tell you there's not a ton of wiggle room? You make wiggle room. Well, it's your job.
So that is then the question slash debate is what trades, how does Jed decide? Because at this point, and listen, after the April the Cubs had, you thought this team is going to contend. They're going to be in the thick of it, certainly in the Central, which is not thought to be a particularly strong division, although Milwaukee is playing extremely well. The Cardinals have been playing extremely well. How the roles have flipped. The Cardinals are one of the worst teams in April, and they have been the opposite since then, and the Cubs do the reverse there. They were a good team in April, and they've been bad since then. So who's left after the trade deadline on this team? Because to defend Craig Counsell a little bit, it's not like he's got tons of options. He's got Suzuki in right. He's got Happen left. He's got Belly at either center or first. He's got Michael Bush at first if Belly's not playing there. He's got Nico at second and Dansby at short. And they have collectively apparently decided that Chris Morel is your third baseman.
So defense doesn't matter on a team that Jed Hoyer said defense is going to be one of our strengths.
And then you started the season with Gomes and Amaya, and now you have Nito and Amaya. And I don't know what Nito. Any of that does you.
Whoa.
The Tomas Nito shuffle, I think we might need to dive into that.
But it doesn't matter. Any of them. All of them. Look at this. Hoyer was in Boston. I'm going way back. The rules were different. The situation was different. What wasn't different was that Theo was in charge and Jed wasn't. But July 31st, 2004, the Red Sox traded a Northeastern hero.
Noma.
Yes. To these Cubs.
Noma.
And he did it. Because the Red Sox, now they're obviously they were in contention. They were looking some way to get over, to get past whatever they were going to do. They needed to do something. So they traded the biggest hero in Boston at the time, the guy who prompted every little leaguer in the Northeast to rub the toes of his feet in the batter's box. Okay. And he traded him for Doug Minkiewicz and Orlando Cabrera. Essentially, it was a four-team deal. You know the Expos were still alive then?
I did not remember this.
It was the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Twins, and the Expos, right? But you traded Noma.
Because they wanted Cabrera.
And why? They wanted Cabrera.
Defense?
They didn't want...
Yeah. They want Cabrera for his defense, right?
Minkiewicz. He could catch the ball, right? In fact, he ended up with the baseball from that World Series.
Yes, he sure did.
Right? So the Red Sox end up winning the World Series, and the Cubs end up being broken. I mean, it was it. They died. After the Nomar trade, you know, Dusty, the guys, the choke, the everything, see ya, it's out.
That was 04, yeah. That was the... I want to say LaTroy Hawkins played a part in that in September
of
04.
They did, and then nobody played anything in September. The last week of September, nobody hit. So the Cubs don't have, I'll argue, the Cubs don't have anybody as good as Nomar. You can give me Bellinger, and I'll say he sucks this year. You can give me Swanson, and he's horrible this year. I don't care about injury. I don't care about anything else. If the Red Sox could trade a legend, then Jed can make wiggle room. You better figure it out. And what you better figure out is your philosophy isn't working. Your manager isn't managing and making lineups to your philosophy. You've given him bad defensive players and he's playing them when your philosophy was you were going to catch the ball. You haven't paid for a power bat, power bats, plural. My God, the Phillies have Harper and Schwarber. They both have more homers than anybody on the Cubs. They're out and they're beating your team, Jed. Power pitching, power bats. Cubs need like a power bankroll.
Well, and
or a power GM.
And I know, listen, the Phillies are the best team in baseball this year. But if you look up and down their roster, you just mentioned the two easiest ones. But Trey Turner, who hit two home runs on Tuesday night, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He was the top of the Schwartz, I almost called it the Schwarbstop.
Schwartzstop.
The shortstop free agency class during the Dansby, Trey Turner, who's the guy that signed in San Diego that
Bogarts.
Went from Boston? Bogarts, thank you. During that shortstop free agency class, Carlos Correa in Minnesota, right? Dansby was either third or fourth on that list, depending on how you saw that on the rankings of free agent shortstops. Turner got the most money, et cetera. But Dansby was really good last year, and he's really, really scuffling right now.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we will discuss the last place Cubs, the last place Sox. Jed Hoyer, I don't know. I can't do anything. It's really hard to do stuff. There's no wiggle room. Wait, it's your job! Paul Sullivan of the Tribune is next. I'll try not to yell at him.
We won't.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.